This week on the Commander Clash podcast, we're bringing back Commander Family Feud. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Commander Clash podcast, where the Commander Clash crew talks all things Commander. And this week, we're bringing back a fan favorite and one of my personal favorite episodes from the podcast, which is Commander Family Feud. And if you've never seen this before, it's just like the TV show Family Feud, but much more Commander-y. And we got two teams today. We are bringing back the father-son duo from California, team number one, Richard and Krim. Welcome back to Commander Family Feud. How's it going, guys?
I think this is our redemption.
We don't have rent money this month, and we have to win game show money. It's all up to you. I took your college tuition and bought some One Piece cards. We have problems.
No, Papa. No was pressure, it at least Timothy. For the Luffy manga, Papa?
They're just trying to make us feel bad to make us go easy
when
on them.
When you're 30 years old, you'll be set for life. It's an investment in cardboard. Not for the Sabo manga, Papa.
On the other side, we have the team editors, Phil and Morgan. Morgan, first time on Family Feud. Good to have you. How's it going, guys?
Well, we don't have a sob story, I don't think. Do we, Phil? How are we going to make
Morgan? Even if you lose, Morgan's just going to edit
it
in post.
Have mustaches. Yeah. I think I'm going to call you edited Team Mustache, actually. Yeah. Team Stash, yeah. So yes, we're going to jump into Family Feud, and we got some really sweet questions. I did a survey, and almost 2,000 people answered the survey, so we had to do a little math to normalize it to 100 people. But thank you to all of you for sending in your answers to these Commander questions. But before we get into the game, we got a couple of sponsors. Today's show is brought to you by Foil Armor. Do you have problems with your foils, girly? Well, Foil Armor is the ultimate solution for flattening your foils. It's a two-way humidity pack that you simply put inside an airtight container with your cards, and Foil Armor will absorb and release moisture, making your cards completely flat. Put a pack in your storage box to keep your cards flat forever, and you can head over to foilarmor.com and use the code MTGGoldfish to get 15% off. Today's show is also brought to you by Card Conduit, the easiest way to sell your Magic cards. If you ever get tired of the hassles of buy listing, you can skip them with Card Conduit. You can use our curated service where you send in as many cards as you want with a buy list value of a dollar or more and pay just a 5% service fee. And if you want to do a bit of work, you can use their sorted service where you list and sort your cards in advance and pay just a 2% fee. Either way, you're going to get a detailed report with the results and a fast payment once your order is processed. And you can even get 10% off by heading over to cardconduit.com/MTGGoldfish. Card Conduit, it's the easiest way to sell your Magic cards. So thank you to our sponsors for supporting the show. And now it's time for the comment of the week. So last week, we talked about the Commander Banlist update and the bracket update, and our top comment comes from Jet Black Sue, which says, "I don't understand why we're making Farewell a game changer. Every week I hear a list of cards you all think is unplayable because Farewell exists. If that's not game changing, what is LOL?"
Well, we got Richard here next to answer.
Next week, Doomblade game changer, baby. Let's go.
All right.
This is Richard's fault.
Can I add one note to this? Because I don't get to hop on the podcast very much. But they were also talking about unbanning Grizzlebrand and putting it on the game changers list. Look, if you're going to take cards like Grizzlebrand and make them legal, you need to also have like efficient removal that can keep up with the efficient threats. And so now it's like, oh, I only get three game changers in my bracket three, so I have to choose between the game ending threat or the removal that keeps up with the game. Putting Farewell as a game changer is silly.
Yeah, everyone except me seems to think that. Yeah. Anyway, thank you for the comment. And you are right, we might be a little hypocritical when it comes to Farewell sometimes, but hey, it's a game changer now. Anyway, let's play some Commander Family Feud. So if you don't know how Family Feud works, we did a survey, a bunch of you answered, and we mathed it down. So it's as if we asked 100 of you, and each team's going to get a turn and to answer. And if their answers are right, they're going to get some points. You get three strikes, and then you are out of here. And the other team gets a chance to steal if you don't complete the entire quiz. And then whoever gets the most points at the end of the game is going to be the champion. So which team wants to play first? I think defending champions, father and son from California, plus your sob story makes me feel bad for you. I kind of want you guys to win. I can't
wait,
think of y'all being homeless next
week.
You're
the host. You're supposed to be impartial.
Yeah, hold on. And you're supposed to be unbiased. But also, didn't we lose?
I'm pretty sure you guys lost.
I guess maybe you lost last time. Anyway, we're going to let you go first this time. So, father and son team, Crim and Richard, are you ready to play some Family Feud?
I'm ready to finally get tuition. Wait, Saturday.
I don't remember the rules. Wait, we just keep answering the questions until we get 3 strikes and then the other team gets a chance to steal? Is that how this works?
Yes. So there's going to be a question like, we asked 100 people what their favorite card in Commander is. And then there will be several answers that people gave the most popular answers from the community. You got to try to guess the community's answers, basically. If you guess one of their answers, you're going to get some points. If you get it wrong, you're going to get a strike. 3 strikes, and the other team gets 1 guess to steal. And if they get any answer correct, then they get all the points from that round. And then we move on to the next round, and we're going to do this until, I don't know, for about an hour. I don't know how many questions we're going to get through exactly. We will see as we go along. So, number one question for Richard and Crim, and also I should mention, you guys can kind of like talk to each other, but you got to go back and forth answering. So Richard Crim, and so forth. But you can kind of like talk amongst yourselves if you want. So, first question: we asked 100 Magic players to name a popular commander that you are tired of seeing, and the top 6 answers are on the board. So, a popular commander that you're tired of seeing, father and son, California team. What do you got? Let's start right with you, Father Richard.
Oh no.
Papa, think of all my decks.
I know, but which meta do we go for? Like the normal people meta or our meta? Should I list Crim decks?
I will also say this.
Should
survey...
I list Final Fantasy decks?
This survey was done like October, so it's actually a few months old now. So keep that in mind as you're thinking of what sets were popular and releasing at the time, because that might play into some of the answers.
All right, I'm just gonna go with a classic. I think Yuriko, Dimir. Oh, I'm building such a great deck. No, you're not. You have no commander tax. Your deck is like cheesy.
Yuriko. The Tiger Shadow. Final answer, Richard? Are we going to Yuriko?
Final answer. Wait, all right. Do we do Final Answer
is...
Family Feud?
Hey.
Okay, we do.
We do now. Number 4 answer on the board, Yuriko Tiger
what?
Shadow.
Only 4 people?
Four people.
I can't believe that's only
4
people.
4 people out of the 100 came through with Yuriko.
That means 100, like 96 people have not experienced the pain that is playing against Yuriko.
5 more answers on the board. Sun Krimothy. What do you think is a popular commander people are tired of seeing?
Well, very easily, thanks to Papa's toys that he totally bought me, I'm going to go with Vivi Ornateer.
Vivi Ornateer. Show me Vivi Ornateer. Oh. Number 6 answer on the board. Yep, Vivi.
What?
Vivi is on there.
Wouldn't have
good
expected
guess
this, honestly.
Good guess. I mean,
all right.
Also,
it wasn't too long.
It
after
was
Final
Fantasy
game
time.
Yeah.
It was the big hype.
Oh, so
thing,
it'd be
so
higher
be
up,
part
is
of
what
it
you're
yeah
saying.
So scummy to buy it.
Back to Richard.
Manda,
4 more answers on the board.
I'm going to continue with the Final Fantasy hype trade. I'm going to go Yshtola.
How are people tired of that? No, wait. Are you sure?
Well,
no.
Have you played against a Yshtola deck, Krimothy?
Yeah, but there's no way that is. The average person is going to be like, yo, Yshtola? First off, we all love
it. It was
Cat
a popular
Mom
precon.
Second off,
it was a very popular precon. Everyone's running it. It is super annoying, and you gotta Zerg them down, and if you don't, you get destroyed.
You
don't think Final Fantasy is up for
I really don't think it's Yshtola. I don't think there's any more.
We need an answer.
We're going to mulligan. I'm going to go with the classic.
Say
Prosper.
Prosper. Tomebound.
Everything works in Prosper.
And
whoa.
Oh my goodness. Wow.
That is the first strike. There is no Prosper on the board. Good news is there's still 4 more answers you can get. Krimothy, what's a popular commander people are tired of seeing?
Well,
don't go on EDH rec. What do you
hold have on? I got you. Here's my answer. All right. It's Deadpool. Deadpool trading card on there.
Deadpool trading card.
No way.
I'm
sorry. I failed you.
No, We're dead.
If 100 Commander Clash players answered that, I'm pretty sure Deadpool would be very high on the list. But we asked the broader community. It wasn't just us. You only got 1 strike left. If you don't get this right, Richard, the other team, the editors, team Stash, gonna have a chance to steal. So, so Richard,
what about the some five scene garbage like Kenrith? You know, that could be anything.
Oh,
crimp,
oh,
like
Omnath. Omnath.
There's so many Omnaths. Which Omnath?
But Phil's Omnath.
I need
four
a specific
Omnath.
Name.
The four color one. You think?
Yeah. When he finally became okay. All but black, right?
Okay. Four C Omnath.
Four color Omnath.
No, wait. Four color Omnath. Maybe? Hold on.
Too late. You saw me hovering near the strike. You saw me. I know you saw me.
I'm not listening to you anymore. I have failed.
Wait, why don't we just say
I was thinking either Atraxa or something with eminence.
So top three answers.
Oh, I forgot
on the board. Top three answers on the board. Four answers altogether. Team Stash, this is your chance to steal these 7 points.
I mean, Atraxa.
Do you have another?
It was only 7 points. We were only 7 points.
So yes, you have an idea of a commander.
What's the most annoying? I would say either like Edgar Markov or Atraxa.
How did we forget about Edgar?
I think Atraxa.
There's no way they're that old.
I hear Edgar. I hear Atraxa. What direction are we going, editors?
Phil?
I say Atraxa because of Infect.
Oh, yeah.
So I assume Infect.
Hold on. I don't mean to be a pithing needle
Atraxa?
Kind of guy.
Yeah,
which Atraxa?
Okay. Listen, Borborygmos.
Yeah. So is that your guess then, team editors?
Yes,
we're going with Atraxa,
yes,
Praetor's
yes.
voice. Number five answer.
Hey,
Atraxa's Praetor's voice.
Wow, just three people? What's the most
10
popular
points for the editors.
I actually feel like this wasn't that bad of a loss.
I am actually, not a lot of points lost. I am actually shocked because I thought this was one of the easiest ones. Number one answer, the Ur-Dragon.
Okay, yeah.
Oh.
Number two answer, Edgar Markov.
Yeah, that's evidence. Good call. Yeah.
Number three answer, Joda.
Joda.
Okay. Wait, we were just scouting. Now we know the minds of the survey answers. We know they're filthy casuals with these commanders.
Good news is for the father-son team, only 10 points awarded that round, but Team Stash up 10 to
10. Wait, don't try to move on. Can we talk about that? Seth revealed the answer and Joda was spelled as Heidegum. That's not even close to Joda.
It's autocorrect
like,
or something.
I don't know
I'm
how
imagining
that
like how you type Heidegum.
I couldn't see
actually,
because
I think,
it's flagged
actually,
out.
I think his fingers were just like shifted one off.
Oh, my fingers.
I think that's what
happened. One off. That actually makes sense now.
Oh my all God, right. You're right.
You're right, everyone.
Heidegum. Heidegum.
That's how they come up with magic names.
All right. We're on to round two. This time it's Team Stash's turn. And your question is, we asked 100 magic players that discounting Sol Ring, name the best mana rocking commander. So, no Sol Ring, otherwise best mana rocking commander. We have the top 7 answers on the board, and we are going to start with mustache number one, Phil. Phil, what's the best mana rocking commander according to 100 magic players?
It's got to be an Arcane Signet on there, right? Just to get something on the board. It's got to be. Otherwise, I'm...
Signet.
Yeah.
Are you sure? That was a Commander Precon. Okay. Arcane Signet, number one answer, 42 points.
Wow.
That was
number one
answer.
Yeah. All right.
Good answer. Morgan, stash number two, name the best mana rocking commander that's not Sol Ring.
I'll have you know my mustache is of lame excuse for a mustache, but I'm going to go...
Same.
Yeah, sure.
Maybe the next best multicolor fixing Rocket 2, which will be Felwar Stone.
Felwar Stone. No, Felwar Stone.
Oh, no.
Wow. These 100 magic players were not a fan of Felwar Stone.
You're thinking too sweaty. It's got to be like Hedron Archive or something at this point.
No.
Phil,
it's got
to
be.
This doesn't say. I actually shouldn't say anything.
Yeah,
save
it for your steal.
Thought Vessel, and if this is also a strike, we got to really rethink this.
Thought Vessel. Let's see. Number four answer.
Only
Thought Vessel.
Four.
Well done, Phil.
Only
on a bit of a heater over there.
Wow.
Only four, yeah. Morgan, back to you. Best non-Sol Ring mana rocking commander.
Okay, Thought Vessel only having four has me really concerned. Scary. Do I just say something ridiculous like the Celestis or something? if I just say, well, how about this? Can I just say the Talismans, or does it have to be a specific one? Can I just say the Talismans?
You can, yeah. No, Talismans or Signets would count.
All right,
as their
that's
going to
be my answer.
One of
I guess the Talisman. What?
No.
So
we got
say
a shot.
So,
no. Papa,
what is happening?
We have a shot. Wow.
Oh, no.
Back to you, Phil. Can you carry for Team Stash?
Do I go risky instead of say Signet?
I don't know. Classics. I have no idea. I don't know what's going on anymore.
What about, like, the salt No, what the broken one? What's the other basalt monolith that's one mana?
Mana crypt.
Mana vault?
Oh, vault.
Mana
yeah,
crypt.
Yeah. Vault.
Do you think
mana
crypt?
Mana vault. She's a vanguard.
Hey, there's nothing about no ban lists on here.
Black
so,
Lotus.
I mean,
it could be Black Lotus. That's a mana rock, right?
This list is looking casual enough that it
might
be something.
Mox,
it might be like Commander Sphere or something.
Oh, my God.
Phil, I need an answer, Phil. What are we going with?
Should we go Chromox and hope that... No, that's too sweaty.
No, that's too sweaty.
Beep, boop, beep, boop. So this, so to set the stage for this, this was asked on the Commander YouTube, the main YouTube, and on my Twitter. So that's where the pool where these came from.
Oh, we got to
so.
Check Seth's Twitter feed. What's it?
Yo, hold on, yeah.
Who's even following here? What does this mean?
Time, baby. What's the time?
Morgan.
We need an answer.
Well, Phil, it's your pick. I'm not taking the yellow on this one.
What are we going?
I'm going to say Chromox. It's got to be. I mean, it's insanely good.
Number five answer. Chromox.
That's just
alive.
More points for us. That's
staying
just more
alive.
Points for us.
There's still four more answers on the board, including answer number two and number three. Morgan, name the best non-Sol Ring mana rocking commander.
I mean, well, I don't know what's going on anymore, so I'm going to pick another sweaty one with Mana Vault.
Mana Vault, number two answer on the board. Mana
Look at
Vault
that gap.
9, coming in with 9. Arcane Signet was far and away the number one answer. Back to you, Phil, down to 3 answers. You might be able to clean out this category. Only 3 more to go.
But well, you say this, I'm struggling.
No pressure. No pressure.
Is there another Mox? What? Mox Amber, maybe? Or like, what's the... Mox Opa? How are we going? Just...
Mox Opa.
Ooh. That's what's hyper specific, though.
We're gonna need an answer, Phil. We're gonna need an answer. Give me a mana rock.
I'm gonna say Mox Opa. It is.
Oh, no.
Mox Opal.
There's no artifact players.
No way.
All right, Grim. Okay.
No Mox Opal. Team California, you get a chance to steal. 3 answers still left on the board.
How about Mindstone? It's in like every pre-con ever.
Oh, yeah,
that's
we could have said
no,
Mindstone.
Dude,
although,
there's no what? It draws a card. Well, what else? They already got Mana Vault.
No. I would say Mox Amber, whichever one that taps for a legend could be on there.
No way. Mindstone over Mox. Yeah. Look, they didn't even think about Chrome Mox.
The
they didn't
Celestis.
Even think about
Chrome Mox has got 4.
Affinity. Oh, you're right. Oh, actually, Chrome Mox is there. So it was
think,
Mox Opal
fast
that was
mana.
Chosen.
Midnight Mox Diamond?
Opal yeah, Mox Opal
Mox,
was one, yeah.
Doesn't Mox Diamond exist? That's a...
Chromatic Lantern.
Yeah.
It's gotta be Mindstone, no?
No. Mox Diamond has to be it, right?
Not Mox Diamond. I don't even know. No, no.
It's gotta be the meme.
Mox Amber,
if
you want.
Team California, we're gonna need an answer here. What are we thinking? How are we gonna steal here, Richard?
I'm going Mindstone. Kriam, don't worry. You're going to college. Mindstone.
Looks like Krim is getting a job. No, you were gonna kick yourself for missing this one, Krim. A number 3 answer, and remember, this was done in like October. The Soul Stone, Spider-Man.
Right. But I didn't think people would vote for anything Spider-Man related, even if it is objectively true.
Sweaty. And then for Phil here, and we have a cursed mirror. Cursed mirror coming in.
Okay.
That one I can get.
She gets effigy though.
So that is.
I also probably would have gone Mindstone as well.
So those points are gonna stay with Team Stash. They're up to 69 points here. Very nice. Very nice points.
Very nice.
And we're on to the next round. We're going back to the California crew. I got an easy one for you. Easy one for you. Only 5 answers on the board. We asked 100 Magic players to name the most overplayed infinite combo in Commander. Most overplayed infinite combo. And we'll start with Krim this time, since Richard went first last time. Krim,
I can't even name a
what
single
do people
infinite.
Think the most overplayed infinite combo is in Commander? 5 options on the board.
My concern is that I don't know what people consider infinite, but I'd like to think Godo Helm. Right? Godo like Helm. Godo Helm and Splinter Twin. These are and Splinter Twin is so memed on. Kiki I think Twin. We should just test the waters. I'm gonna go with Splinter Twin.
Splinter Twin, show me
any
Splinter
boomers.
Twin. No Splinter Twins, yes. Maybe if we're playing modern Family Feud, but in Commander Family Feud, no Splinter Twin. Richard, can you pick up your son here? I need the most overplayed infinite combo in Commander.
I've set my son free. I failed him already. he's on his own. But I guess we'll channel some Tomer here. Niv-Mizzet Curiosity.
Niv-Mizzet Curiosity. Show me Niv and Curiosity. Number 5 answer. 3 points.
Yes,
3
yes.
points.
Tomer responded. We got responded to our survey. Yes.
Tomer comes through. Good answer. Good answer. Back to you, Krim. Most overplayed infinite combo.
Do we still go Godo Helm, Papa?
Yes, I think Godo Helm. I think Godo
Helm.
Good.
Going with Godo Helm?
I'm just filling up these X's.
Krim is X-ing his way through this.
He's got to put more pressure on Richard.
Richard, can you pick up your son again?
Come on, Pops.
Most overplayed infinite combo.
Give me a relentless. Is it relentless assault? What's the infinite combat? How close are we supposed to get to this? One half would be relentless assault.
I mean,
the
if
other
you can
half.
Even just, that's close enough. If you can even give me the big card, that's going to be close enough. The answer is not.
Wow, I knew Jeff
no,
was being too generous.
Oh,
you knew it was
oh,
wrong.
Oh, my goodness.
You guys are totally
hey, we can only lose
this.
3 points.
Yeah, I yeah, feel like seems... you guys are going very hard mode. Let's see what Team Mustache
what's the easy
think.
Infinite?
Demonic Consultation and Thassa's Oracle?
That's not infinite.
I mean, that's not infinite.
Well, okay, I guess, what about Walking Ballista with Heliod?
Heliod, oh, okay. Yeah. Or, I mean, is Kiki Combo another way to say?
You would have to say an actual card. Like, you gotta give me at least a card name for me to
I mean,
I'm okay with that.
Did we botch a crimp by naming the wrong half of the combo?
Splinter Twin is kind of Kiki Combo, right? Yeah. I don't know if that is.
I'd go Walking Ballista with Heliod.
Is that heavily played? What about the Gravecrawler loops? Like, aren't there more decks if it's overplayed?
Team Stash, I'm gonna need an answer for the most overplayed infinite combo in Commander.
Mindslaver. Mindslaver and Heliod's Hall of Generosity.
I would like to lock it. I'd like to walk in Ballista with Heliod.
Okay, let's
do this.
You're
gonna go Ballista Heliod? Show me Ballista and Heliod. No.
What?
Oh,
really?
My God.
That is awesome.
This was brutal. I did not think this was that hard. The number one answer, this actually surprised me. Number one answer, most overplayed infinite combo, Sanguine Bond Exquisite Love was the most popular answer.
Isn't that in a precon?
It might have been. It might have been
right?
a precon. Number two
sense.
Answer, Thoracle.
Oh, Thoracle.
Technically
that's
not infinite.
That's not infinite.
People said Thoracle. That was the
you
most popular answer.
You gaslit me into changing my answer.
That's not wait, but that's
oh
not
God.
Even.
This is not
no
even.
Way.
Is it a
okay,
combo?
There better be Kiki Jiki on here,
I don't
here,
edit
then.
Out people's answers. Number three, Kiki combos.
Kiki combos. Oh, come on, man.
We got robbed as hell. We got robbed as hell.
I think everybody got robbed here.
Grave.
Phil
actually said literally those words at one point. Yeah. So we did.
I think everybody lost here.
Hey, 3 points. 3 points for the father son.
Yo, that was
on the board. They are on the board. That was a hard
69.
Come on.
Nice.
There's time. You got time. Don't give up on college yet. But we're back to Team Stash. Your category is we asked 100 Magic players to name a commander that embodies the group hug playstyle. There are the top 5 answers on the board, and we're going to start with Morgan this time. Morgan, what's a commander that embodies the group hug playstyle?
What's the four color one called? K and T.
The Kings.
Yeah, the Kings. Yeah, what whatever that one's called. That
K&T?
One.
They have to get at least a name right in there.
I think K&T is an acceptable nickname. Kanios and Trio of Melodies.
Okay, yeah.
Number two answer. Number two answer on the board for K&T. Phil, what's a commander that embodies the pug playstyle?
Miss Bumbleflower as group hug, or is it efficient?
They did promote it as a group hug pre-con.
Yeah,
maybe,
and a lot of people
they?
Play it. I'm going to go with Miss Bumbleflower.
Miss Bumbleflower, number one answer.
Number
34
one.
34 of 100
Not
came in
surprised.
With Miss Bumbleflower. Three more answers on the board. Back to you, Morgan. What's a group hug commander?
Kenrith?
I think his name is Glunt. He's the green white
the
jellyfish guy.
Yeah, that's Glunt.
I'll go with that.
Glunt the bestower. Hey. Number four answer on the board.
You know our group hug.
I love this crap.
We're getting close. Do you know it well enough to get another answer, Phil?
Kenrith, because everybody can activate his ability. It's five color.
The commander of my group hug deck is Kenrith.
Is it?
Let's go, Kenrith.
Show me, Kenrith. No.
Oh, no.
No luck on that one.
Sorry, you'd have Morgan. To say group hug, Morgan.
No.
You thought you were, but you were actually not.
it's politics, not group hug, okay?
Two more answers on the board, Morgan. You still have two strikes. You can clean this category. What do you got for me?
I hope this isn't too niche, but let's go with Quain.
Quain?
Oh, right. The good. Rabbit. That's it.
Are you
good.
Sure? Oh, number five
yes.
answer. Quain.
Yay!
Itinerant master.
One left.
Morgan knows
I don't
his
know
hug.
Any of these
Morgan
cards.
Knows
somebody
his group hug. There is one left. You need to name a single group hug commander, and we finally had someone complete a category. Phil, what's a commander that embodies
I don't know,
group
say
hug?
Something. Yeah.
I've got all the obvious ones.
Yep.
Ooh.
Oh, what's
have you
left?
Tried
the
Kenrith?
Number three answer is still on the board. Yes, Kenrith.
I heard Morgan has
maybe
a group
this
hug
time.
Commander, and so it's probably Kenrith.
You chose the wrong Kenrith. Choose another Kenrith.
Yeah, the other
is there
Kenrith.
Another Kenrith?
Anything like there's this blue braids or something
blue
that
braids?
Helps.
Oh no. Oh yeah, I don't know what else.
I need
know
an
what
answer,
else it would
Phil.
Be, Phil.
Something
an answer.
That draws cards for people. Could use a spitball or something.
Oh, there's I don't know. There's like that five mana spirit thing from Kamigawa that draws people cards on their upkeeps or something. It's like a Howling Mind as a creature.
Oh,
that's
right.
Way too niche. That can't be it.
Oh wait,
what's the thing
Cammy
that,
with the butt crack? That one?
Yeah.
No. No. What's the? There's this thing that allows. What makes people draw
cards? Is there a time limit on
it?
I'm going to say the Brandon guy, the general that makes you attacks and then everyone
draws
cards.
Oh, the Richard commander.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
The Selesnian
it's
Richard.
Not going to be there.
Sergeant John Brennan.
Oh, sure.
No, yeah, no, Sergeant John Brennan.
Is it group hug if you're dead?
No.
That's like the opposite of group hug.
You still got one more shot. There's one answer on the board. If you get this right, you get all the points.
Something that draws.
What do you
cards?
Think, Morgan?
I mean, there's like, what's that Moogle I played a couple weeks ago? Mog.
Oh my.
That's
yeah.
That's probably too. Well, this survey was done not too long. I wonder if that could be it. I guess
maybe,
I guess
the thing Toma plays, but you just actually give people gifts. The gazelle thing in Jessica.
Oh,
Zedru.
Yeah, Zedru.
No, Richard. That's the only thing I have left.
The gazelle.
No, come on.
What do you think, Morgan?
I don't think it's Zedru, but that sounds more likely than Mog, Moogle Warrior. So I'll say Zedru so that they can't steal it if it is that.
That's some good game theory. I like that. Show me Zedru. No. No Zedru.
Okay.
I'm so cooked. I have no idea.
All right.
Yo, Krim,
Richard.
Feldegrim.
There's one answer on the board.
Oh, my God.
We did. Everyone plays
this
Feldegrim.
Is your chance
Feldegrim
to
is
steal.
The OG group hug. Is it too old?
I'm with Papa.
It could be.
I'm with Papa. That's a good answer, and because I don't have one.
I also can't name anything else, so it's Feldegrim.
Exactly. You took Zedru, so I got another one.
Are you guys going with Feldegrim? Is that your answer?
That's a Feldegrif.
Number three answer. Feldegrif.
Dang it. That's a good answer.
That's awesome. Back up
the
classic.
We're
60.
Going to TCG University.
60 points. 60 points. It's getting close. It is now 63 to 69.
We are, that
we're
field goal close. Mattered.
That's the field goal didn't matter.
Too soon, man.
I was hoping they just wouldn't get the last one and we'd get good enough.
Yeah. I'm glad someone said Feldegrif, because that's the first thing I think of when I think
yeah,
of
that's
your
kind
bug
of,
is Feldegrif.
Yeah,
so I'm glad someone got there. Back to the California team. And to keep it fair, you're going to have a very similar question here. We asked 100 Magic players, name a commander that embodies the Voltron play style.
Please. All right. I got this.
You got this? All right. What do you say?
Shield, baby. Captain America.
Oh, do we have Marvel fans?
Ooh, no. Captain America. Is that
Captain
is that your
America?
Answer,
yep.
No. Whoa! No cap. No
that
Captain
makes
America.
Zero sense.
No Captain America.
What?
No. Richard.
I hate it.
Can you name
Marvel haters? Okay.
A Voltron.
Everyone's
commander.
Favorite. Zero power. Kobold. Rogak.
Show me Rogak.
Are you serious?
Oh my god.
No
Come
Rogak.
On, one
Are
more
we throwing?
Are we throwing? You got this. You got this, Krim.
You can do it.
All right, Krim. Krim, name of a, you got to get at least one. Name of Voltron.
I don't
commander.
Know. I mean, if Captain America's not in there, I don't even understand
do
anymore.
Do they know what Voltron means? Is this another Thoracle situation? Maybe yeah. just say Thoracle.
Yeah. I should have got that.
I mean, technically, Cloud? But
Cloud's
like,
gotta be. This is after Final Fantasy, right? Cloud's
yeah, this is after Final Fantasy. So, like, okay. Actually, you know what? We should be going with the low-hanging fruit. What are the easy right out the gates ones? Right, the Boros ones. They're all so generic that I just cannot think of the name. Oh God. Richard, come on. Help me out here.
I'm going to need an answer, Jim
okay.
California.
All right, we're just going to go with Cloud.
Cloud. Show me Cloud. And I don't think the game's supposed to work this way, but technically, Cloud is the sixth and also the fourth answer because they were split up between two Clouds. I'm going to give you them both. How
Wait,
about
what?
That? Cloud X-Soldier and Cloud Midgar Mercenary.
More points for us to steal. Let's go.
And that's not because I forgot there was two. Yeah. Just
I
let you know that now.
That,
I think there's more, yeah.
I mean, I knew there was two, and that's why I said that, so... Papa, your turn. You know, your son is an overachiever. He got 2 points.
Okay, okay, I got it. Light paws, right? Light
paws. No. That's an auras. That's an auras commander.
But isn't that Voltron?
Okay.
That probably
counts,
though.
But I don't think that counts, right? I don't think people will consider that.
You think Voltron only
the
only
most brutal Voltron?
If Cloud is all the way, Cloud is like the king of equipments, and he's all the way down here. They must be thinking.
Yeah.
Like auras, Voltron.
But also,
right?
Cap is not okay. Yeah, maybe auras is okay. Light, but okay. Yeah. Light paws.
Yeah, light paws. Light paws. Light paws. Light paws.
You going with light paws? Show me light paws. Number two answer on the board.
Only
light
nine.
Paws,
only,
Emperor's
what?
Voice. There is one answer that is still ahead of light paws on there, and a couple below. We're back to you, Krim.
And it's not Captain America. I just man.
No Captain America.
What's the in-universe name of Captain America? Oh no, that's right.
There is only Captain
they
America.
They gave up.
Sorry, Richard. That is in-universe.
If you name the in-universe or out-universe, it's going to count either way. You know, you don't got to worry about that. Krim, what's a Voltron commander that people
There's
would name
be
when
some
we ask
Boros
them?
Thing that
There's
we're missing.
There's a Boros one that what's I can't Boros? Remember. Everyone plays it, too. Because there's one from Dominaria, but I don't think he's popular enough, the one that turns all your equipping into one. There, why would you make Saram your commander when that's better in your 99? Richard, you got to just spitball things. Just say things.
I have nothing.
All right, we need an answer, Team California, or the other
Arden,
the stash is
the
get a
other partner
steal.
that just free equips. But why would you not name Rogak? It's Rogak and Arden always.
There's who was the
what about
oh
the OG
God.
Ones? What about ones that just yeah. like pump themselves? Like
that's
they
what
just,
I'm
like,
asking. What are the OG ones? I can't remember any of their names right now. They're all so generic.
There's like some giant exalted beauty. Right.
The clock is running. The Jeopardy music is about to start. Okay. We need Graham an answer, Team California.
I can't. That's the problem. They're all so generic. Oh, God. Okay. I'm just going to name Arden.
Arden, show me. Nah, I'm not even going to say it. No, not Arden. No.
Okay, so I think the OG is Urania, whatever it's called. The thing with hexproof.
The Naya one?
From the OG. Yeah, was it Naya?
Yeah, then that team something gets a chance to steal.
That protects itself, like Geist of St. Thraft or something. Mm. Or something that's unblockable.
I was thinking Sir Gwyn, I think it is. It was from like the Brawl precons.
Right.
But I think the Boomer Naya one probably is maybe the best.
I mean, that embodies the Voltron playset, something big and hexproof. So it's Urania or something.
That sounds, I'm cool with that.
What is your answer, team? Team
Yeah,
Stash?
The hexproof thing from Lara.
Yeah.
The hexproof thing from Alara. Could you be talking about Ural the Mistar?
Yeah. That was the only one.
Answer on the board. I'm actually kind of surprised. Another OG one at number three, Rafik of the Many. Number five, Slicer.
Slicer's a good one. Slicer's
spinning around the table. Good, yeah. So that is what? We had 12 and 7. That's 19 and 5. We have 24 points. 24 points.
The gap is widening in the wrong direction.
The gap is widening. 24, 69. Oh my God, I'm not gonna math it now. Let's go to the next category. Yeah, carry the three, add the one. All right, onto the next round. We got another good one.
Oh yes.
I wanted to make sure that this one went to Team Stash because Phil, if there's anything that I associate with you and Commander, it is tokens. So we asked 100 Magic players to name a commander that loves tokens. And there are six answers on the board, top six answers. Phil, we're starting with you. What is a commander that loves tokens?
I mean, Morgan and I both play Malinus Khelgar, so let's just get this out of the way first.
Malinus Khelgar. Oh, wait. I spoiled that.
Oh,
oops.
Yeah, I didn't read that at all.
number two answer, Malinus Khelgar. Oops, edit that out, Morgan. Also, just blank it out of your minds. That didn't happen.
Edit it out of my mind. Got it.
Number two answer on the board for commander that loves tokens. Morgan, what's another commander that loves tokens?
Oh, man. So
Chatterfang.
Oh, Chatterfang's a good one. Oh, yeah, because it's... Yeah, that's a good one. I was almost wondering if Prosper, because of all the treasure stuff.
Ooh, yeah, that's...
Treasures are a token. That is true.
I think I'm gonna try that one. Let's try Prosper, because of treasures.
Prosper Tomebound.
If it went this deep.
Dang it.
No Prosper.
I'd say Chatterfang first. I mean, that's gotta be...
Chatterfang, right. Show me Chatterfang. Number four answer on the board. Chatterfang, Squirrel General. Back to you, Morgan. What's a commander that loves tokens?
Man, sorry, Phil. I am not the token player.
It's a question if people want to create tokens or get value from tokens. I don't know.
Yeah,
like Necro Bloom,
like it's so
and
broad.
Something mono white or something.
Yeah. Something. What about Benny Brex? Is he popular at all? He like draws cards
as a commander.
Oh, maybe not as a commander. What about? I think it's called Morska, the merfolk from the precon. That
oh, Morska, yeah, like the music,
the
yeah.
detective.
Yeah, Morska. Maybe I don't know. I really don't know.
I need Morska. Some Five Iron Friends, please.
Morska. Actually, no. Don't
I'd
do that.
Go with. Maybe the mono white thing when it attacks Adeline
beep,
or something.
Adeline.
What are we doing? What are we doing, Team Stash?
Yeah, I'm going with the merfolk. I'll go with the merfolk detective from the precon. I think it's Morska.
Morska. No Morska.
Gosh dang it.
No Morska.
good guess, but no Morska.
I'd say Necrobloom.
Necrobloom. Necrobloom makes tokens.
It makes
Necrobloom
a bunch
does
of tokens,
make makes so. A lot of tokens. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I think people might think of it as a landfall commander though, because it is not.
No,
it is not on the board. It is
Papa,
not on
Ginny
the board.
Ginny Faye.
I mean, we have four answers still on the board. Team California, you can steal. I just need one of the commanders that love tokens.
What are you thinking, Papa?
Any of the four.
I think Ginny Fay is nice because, A, people love cats, people love dogs. That's the one thing I always think people want to build in between that and Rin and Ciri. So, is Richard muted?
Richard might be muted.
Richard might actually be muted.
How long was I muted for, guys? What?
Okay. I thought you were just being very quiet.
Ginny Fay. Yeah, that's, everyone loves cats, dogs, pigs, whatever.
Yeah,
it
yeah.
So Ginny Fay, is that yeah. what we're going with for this deal?
Wait, yeah. or should Show we think me. Elf Ball? No, right?
Elves can Ginny make Fay, right? I guess.
Try some yeah. Elf Ball.
Yeah, there's Ginny, probably
no. They might think it's an elf deck. Just go Ginny Fay. It's safer.
Yeah, Ginny right. Fay.
Show me Ginny Fay.
Oh
no,
my
Ginny
God!
Fay.
Got
oh, wow, you guys got wiped
category.
Out on this
Jesus
one.
Jesus Christ!
Oh, that's how many Lotus is there.
Number one answer: Baylin. The hey,
I oh, forgot that was a commander.
Right. Baylin, you got to Baylin some hay. Number three mm-hmm. answer: Jetmir Nexus
oh,
of
we
Rebels.
Were
you were so close, Grim. Ginny Fay from the same set. Number five: Rhys the Redeemed. Number six, Krenko Mob Boss.
Oh, Krenko.
A little surprising.
That's a goblin
I
deck.
Think of it as
yeah,
goblins,
sure.
but.
It's a goblin
but
deck.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think?
It is a combo deck. So 18
guess,
more
sure.
points. 18 more points. We're up to 111
oh, boy.
For the 11. Stashes. Okay, Krim, I got one for you, though. You know content. You know many content creators. So this should be right up your alley. We asked 100 Magic players. To discounting MTG Goldfish, name your favorite Commander podcast or YouTube channel. So,
wait, podcast or YouTube channel?
Any basically Commander content. Basically, name your favorite Commander content that's not us. So, Krim,
do I name
we'll start,
the channel or the segment?
Either one. Either one will work. If no, not the segment of the channel. It would be like a creator's name or their channel name. Either one would work.
Okay. Okay. Not okay. So, Talarian Community College.
Talarian Community. Does he play Commander? Does Ploth play Commander? Apparently he does. Number one answer on the board.
11.
Slash the professor.
The old professor. My literal college professor.
Your literal college professor.
I still
professor
can't
coming,
believe this
coming,
is true.
I thought he needed his money to go to college. I feel deceived.
No, yeah. I mean, sorry. I have to go back to college.
Okay. Richard, name someone's favorite Commander podcast or YouTube channel that's not MTG Goldfish.
All right, due to technical issues, we got to get this one out of the way. Play to Win.
Yes. You're my dependent.
That was like Dylan and Cam.
Number two answer.
So that was a freebie.
I love Dylan and
that
Cam.
That was a freebie.
Chill.
Dylan yep. and Cam coming through. Back to you, Krim. Name a Commander podcast or YouTube channel.
Is it Command Zone or is it Game Nights?
I mean, whatever.
Either
one would work.
Either one has been on the show.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know which answer they would choose, right? So, like, Command Zone?
So, going with Command Zone. Number three answer, Command Zone. Number three.
Going from the top.
And in a situation like that, either would work. Like, if you said either one, I'd count it as the same. So,
okay.
Back to you, Richard. We got four more answers on the board. Favorite Commander podcast or YouTube channel?
All right. We'll just every day I'm shuffling it up. How about Mr. Keebler, Commander at Home?
Commander at Home, number four.
Yeah, okay.
Of course. I don't like how small these numbers are, though. We're getting very specific here.
There's people who have like very taste in content. Apparently, we've learned. Three more answers on the board. Back to you, Grim. Favorite Commander podcast or YouTube channel?
The EDH Reccast.
Show me EDH Reccast. No
what?
EDH Reccast. Although it is very good. I enjoy the EDH Reccast.
Yeah.
Back to you, Richard.
This is specifically Commander content, right?
The question was, discounting MTG Goldfish, name your favorite Commander podcast or YouTube channel.
All right, we gotta go with the EU representation here. We gotta go with Card Market.
Card Market. Did anyone from the EU fill out the survey? Apparently four of them. Number six answer,
ooh,
Card Market.
Okay. Ooh. Okay. It's getting rough now. Two left.
Yep. Two left, Krim. Commander podcast or YouTube channel. Two creators left on the board. Who do you got?
I mean, I love Lua and Tori, so Scrybabies?
Ooh, Scrybabies. I also enjoy Scrybabies, but Scrybabies did not quite make the cut on this one.
Richard, you all should check these people out.
You should. Scrybabies is very good. Richard, what do you got for your last answer?
Krim, help me out. Who's left?
In
two
between
left on the
Commander
board.
At Home and Card Market, I'm surprised EDH Rec is not on there. But
I wonder
guess
if people think of them as the website more than content. I wonder if that could play into it somehow.
Oh, what's his name? The guy that just buys old sealed for no reason and opens it up and determines it's all a scam.
But that's Rudy, right?
No, not Rudy. No. I can't remember his name. He's like famous streamer. And then he's loaded and he just buys vintage and he opens it and it's all fake and he has a commander.
You're talking about Wubby.
Hey.
You gotta be talking about Wubby.
Do we got anyone above Wubby? Krim?
You have a show.
I don't even know who Wubby is. That's the problem. So I've never.
Have some respect.
What? What?
We're gonna need an answer, Team California.
I don't know from there. Wait.
It sounds
people
like you're
probably
gonna have to lock in Wubby.
There's gotta be somebody named like that that's another CDH channel, right? Is there another CDH channel playing with power?
Okay. How would I know? I'm just the host.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay,
playing
CDH
with power.
Use some CDH representation.
How would I know? Has all the answers.
Yeah, let's lock that in, Krim.
What are we locking in?
Playing with power?
Playing with power. Show me playing with power. No.
I have no idea.
All right. EDH high drinks.
Team Stash, there's two answers on the board. You can steal this big pile of points.
It's gotta be hijinks, right?
Hijinks would be up there, and then the other one I was thinking might be Trinket Mage. I know there's a lot of overlap between his podcast and ours.
Oh yeah, it is technically.
So I would
go hijinks just because there's a lot of shows on there, and I think that's the next biggest one. Unless I'm missing something, I don't know. I guess Charlie like Critical does something sometimes. I don't think people really follow this in a way they would like. It's more like I would say EDH hijinks just because it seems
that might be a better answer than Trinket Mage. Yeah, we can go with that.
So, going with EDH hijinks for the steal, show me EDH hijinks. And
oh no,
the points are going to California. The final answer's on the board. Number 5, CGB / worst possible.
Oh, no, I had to say.
How did I not name CGB? I'm the worst friend. I'm sorry, CGB.
Number 7, Saburius Snail, whose name I'm probably butchering slightly. But Snail coming in at the bottom.
I have never heard of Saburius Snail, but that's awesome. That's a great name. So,
39 points going to the Caliph. Wow, this is a close game. So
we have time
for, I think, one more. Wait, who went first? Who went first this game?
We did.
California.
You went first.
California went first.
All right. Okay. So I think we can do 3 more rounds. So we'll do this.
Perfect.
And then one, and then one, and then it'll be done. So this will finish off this round, and then one more full round. So this is going over to the Stash Crew. We asked 100 Magic players if they had the power to ban one card in Commander, name that card. So what would people ban if they were in charge of the ban list? And we'll start with you, Phil.
Results here. I mean, I'm going to say Ristic Study. I just want to know what's on top.
All right. Ristic Study.
That's got to be number
ding, ding,
one,
ding.
Right?
Oh, it's number two. Number two on the list. Ristic Study. Still four more answers on the board. Morgan, name a card that people would ban if they had the power.
Well, if the commander team was intellectually honest and not cowards,
it's
they would ban Sol Ring. So let's see if Sol Ring's up there.
Ooh, Sol Ring.
That's
number one
most.
Answer.
Oh, wow.
They based
dead. Yo, 33 people know what's up, dude.
33% of the commander players would ban the Sol Ring. You got the two easy ones. There's still 3 more answers left on the board.
We need to submit the results of this family feud to the RC.
Yeah. How do we get it to the panel?
Phil, what's a card people would ban?
Smothering Tide is still, I mean, I hate it.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, paying the two is annoying.
Yeah, it is annoying.
Yeah, that's probably a good guess.
Yeah, Smothering Tithe.
Show me Smothering Tithe, number four answer.
Four.
It's on the list. Two more to go. Morgan, what's a card that people would ban if they could?
I feel less strongly about this one, but based on power level, I could see the argument for T-Pro.
Ooh, I personally, I kind of hate T-Pro. Show me Teferi's Protection. No, no T-Pro, unfortunately. Phil, back to you. What's a card people would ban?
Maybe. Is Glacial Chasm is just our
playgroup? I mean, we really did
personal
that
grievances.
Our group,
what are we doing
so.
Here?
I mean, I play it hope. A lot in paper.
Get out of here! What?
What about like Staxi stuff? Maybe, or do you think that's like on the fringes but enough that people don't think
what's
about
the
it often?
Worst? Yeah, like Humility or something. But what's the Farewell. Let's say Farewell.
God.
Oh, going with the newest game changer, eh? Farewell. Number five answer. Yes. Farewell is on the list.
Let's go.
We are actually one correct answer away from someone actually completing
we can
a
lock
category.
This up, yeah.
Morgan, you can lock it up. You can lock it up. What's a card people would ban?
Actually, you know what card they were talking about with Rhystic Study in the last two announcements was Thassa's Oracle.
The Oracle.
So I wonder if
that's
the
good
last core. One. Well, let's go with that. Thassa's Oracle.
Yeah.
Show me Thassa's Oracle.
No
Oracle. No Oracle.
I thought that was
one more answer. One more answer left on the board. Phil, what's a card people want banned?
No. Oh my God, and we only have one left.
One more guess, or the Team California gets a chance to steal.
Oh no.
What do people hate? But play.
We got the obvious ones. Now I'm wondering if we have to go in the like Staxi annoying direction because I don't know what else would be up there.
What's annoying?
I think they got the obvious ones. Interesting.
Oh, maybe there's no obvious one.
Wait.
Hey,
that's how it was supposed to be neutral.
Yeah, wait, was I helping?
What about free spells? What about free spells?
I just thought it was funny. I'm gonna need an answer, team. I'm gonna need an answer. There's so many cards that people could want banned. I just need one of them. What could it be?
Maybe Ancient Tomb.
Ancient Tomb, but that's gotta be.
That's like $100. Maybe people don't want to spend on it.
I don't know, Phil. It's on you.
What do
the
you say, Phil?
The answer's clearly Doomblade, Phil.
Yeah.
Is there a crazy...
We talk about Doomblade a lot, too, so, you know, maybe if we subtly planted
is
that...
Cyclonic Rift?
Oh, if we really want to lean into this as our fans who are filling this out, it could be something like Mana Geyser.
Mm-hmm. Nah, that's too... Maybe Blade. Deadpool.
Deadpool.
Let's say Deadpool for the meme.
Oh no!
So what,
are we going?
We're not airing out our grievances, right? Hold on, again, Richard.
We going with Deadpool? Deadpool. Show me.
No.
Sorry, Morgan.
Deadpool trading card.
No.
It was not Deadpool trading card.
All right, Trim. Here it is. Here's our ticket to college. What is
this? Glacial Chasm.
This is your chance.
No, no,
that's
no way. It's Glacial Chasm.
One cancer left on the board.
It's got to be Psych Rift, right?
It's Rift. It's Rift. Yeah. 100%.
What?
Yeah.
Anime version.
No.
So we're going with Cyclonic Rift? Is that the answer, Team California?
Yeah. Yeah.
Show me Psych Rift.
What?
The missing answer. Whoa. The number three answer on the board. From Lord of the Rings, the Whoops Ring.
We should have our grievances.
Oh, yeah.
That was an easy one.
Yeah, that one.
My brewing's been for Clash and we house banded, so I don't even think about it.
Kind of forgot this existed, yep.
So let's see, 47, 50, 55 more points. All right, so we're up to
166
versus 102.
We just got to win the next two.
It's not close enough that they could make a comeback.
We're going to the last round. So Richard and Krim will get another turn. Morgan and Phil will get another turn. And for the last round, just on like in Real Family Feud, the scores are going to be tripled. So you better your answers.
Family Feud? Why do we play all these rounds?
No, Steve Harvey, don't
for
do
the
this to us.
All right. So we're going back to Richard and Krim. Your category is an interesting one. We asked 100 Magic players to name something that a commander player can do that ruins the game for everyone.
Easy.
So Krim, let's say you're saying easy. What's something a commander player can do that ruins a game for everyone?
Check their phone?
Oh, man, that's such an open question.
Check their phone.
Is this going to make it in there?
If yes, I'm gonna then, go, man, this is an open question.
Okay. Is this in-game, or are we talking about, like, you know, like the...
He hesitated. There's something on the board that's similar. Yeah, like,
wait. Am I misunderstanding?
I need the Family Feud Federation to come in to see if Seth is neutrally officiating this game or not.
Yeah.
I will explain. Krim's answer was, like, kind of related to an answer that might be on the list, but I don't think it's close enough to actually count as that answer. So that's why I was thinking about it. But I don't think it's the same thing, even though it's, like, kind of in the same direction. Richard, right. What's something a commander player could do that ruins a game for everyone?
Get salty. Be salty.
Ooh, get salty or be angry, number three answer on
what?
The list.
Get number
salty
three?
Or be angry.
Only yeah, number
look at
three?
This high salt tolerance
worse than
for
that.
Everyone.
Yeah.
Sodium,
that means
baby.
there's still four more things that people do that ruins a game for everyone, Krim. What's something people could do that ruins a game for everyone?
All right, Papa, what about literally? If, like, I spill something, right? So should we say that?
That's so meta. That was my first thought. You spill food or drinks?
I don't know. I mean, like, it's that or... counterspelling everybody. I'm just thinking what people hate for, like, just
plain blue.
An expert in this category, Krim.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, am I thinking too far beyond?
I think you're thinking too
okay.
far.
Would you
we
say
try
like,
it though? That might actually make it.
Spilling food or stuff.
Spilling food or stuff. Show me spilling food or stuff. No one wrote spilling food or stuff.
Oh,
yeah.
Boy. Oh, no.
You still got four answers, but two strikes.
That was
Richard.
Triple the letdown. We're in the
three times the letdown. Oh, Jesus, I didn't even think about that.
All right. Rules lawyering, angle shooting. Pew pew.
No rules lawyer angle shooting.
What?
I think that might be too 260 card
what?
Format brained for these commander
we only
players.
Got five.
It's gotta be stacks
five
on there,
points.
Right?
Stacks. You guys get a chance to steal, Mustache Crew.
Stacks has gotta be up
four
there.
Four answers
right?
on the board. What's
We're
something
saying
that
stacks.
Commander players
I
do?
I mean, that's
stacks.
It's literally doing the thing that ruins it for everybody.
Ding, ding, ding.
No. Oh my God.
Number five.
I think I am
on the board.
Misunderstood this question entirely.
That's 21 on triple, baby.
Sitting down and playing my deck ruins the game for everyone.
pretty much. If you're playing a stacks deck, here's the rest. Here's the rest of the answers. Number one, whine or complain. Number two, play too slow or take long turns. That's the one where the phone, I was like, is looking at your phone, does that count? Yeah. And I decided that it was not exactly it, even though it's like kind of would be related. And then blowing up all the lands. People don't like it if you blow up all the lands. So casuals. That's 21 points going on. Wow, you guys are going to need a steal.
We got to get more casual.
You're going to need a steal.
We're not in the right mindset here.
187 for the mustache team. Ooh, going into the
scary.
Final.
The 187?
The final round. So you guys are going to need to steal this. And for our last category, we asked 100 commander players to name a type or style of commander deck that makes people groan. And we're going to start over with Phil. Phil, what's a type or style of commander deck that makes people groan?
Phil, this is not good for content, but if you just want to win this game, just don't answer anything. And that way, even if they steal it, they don't have enough points to catch up.
Wait.
Are you winning?
Wait.
That is true.
We're going next level.
No.
Okay,
we should play
so
it out.
Just
play
for
out.
The
play
record,
out.
Could you win here, okay? I'm going to say control, though.
Ah, the Krim play style. Show me control. That's
Arcane
the wrong question. Control. number two answer.
Oh,
control.
This is not even a high point category if the number two is six.
Yeah we can't even win this even if we stole it.
The stacks or land destruction or whatever is like super high.
Let's go to Morgan.
Yeah, I mean, I was gonna guess stacks. Let's go with that.
Gonna go with stacks. Show me stacks.
That's number
easily.
One.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
We're so back. We're so back. Okay. We're so back.
So with 33
actually,
points
if
on
you
the
guys
board and the current
nothing,
score,
yeah, if we didn't
and
say
we got
anything,
stacks, then we actually
yeah.
you would have just thrown for no reason.
So this is gonna determine the winner of the game. Like if you guys get all answers, you win. If Richard and Krim steal, they will get enough points to beat you here. So this category is literally everything.
Steve Harvey, you didn't have to triple the points.
Infect?
That's how the game works.
You think we got it? It's got to be Infect on there, right?
Name a type or style commander decks that make people groan. Gonna go with Infect? Infect makes me groan.
Yeah, same.
No Infect.
Really?
No, wow. Infect. Morgan, what's a type or style of commander deck that makes people groan?
I wonder if, like, Land Destruction or Land Denial could be up there.
Yeah, I
or
think
is
we
that
should...
too stacksy yeah. that maybe it's just lumped in there?
We're gonna need a clarification. What does stacks previous... really mean?
What does stacks mean?
Yeah,
what
in is the previous
stacks?
Thing
we're gonna
stacks
get philosophical
here. Stacks is stacks, okay? Yeah, no, let's go. We'll go Land Denial, Land Destruction,
Land Denial or Land Destruction. Strike number
no.
two. It is not on the list.
Really?
Maybe they did what? Include understacks, or maybe people don't actually build full-on land destruction decks enough that people actually feel salty. But all right, back to you, Phil. You're on your last strike. I need a commander deck that makes people groan, a type or style of commander deck that makes people groan.
Combo? Is that on people
oh,
that just...
geez.
Combo so people can answer.
Combo. Yeah, like, show me combo. And that was
my answer.
There is Storm / Spell Slayer combo.
Okay,
we're gonna
more reasonable.
Generous.
So. We're gonna count that. Three more answers on the board still. Morgan, what makes people groan?
Let's go mill.
The
crim.
Yes.
Mill
the
makes
crim
casual
crim
so salty.
Thing we said
mill makes
this.
Casual so
I
salty.
I have seen people get salty over mill. Show me mill. Number
three.
Gets
oh,
no.
Control and mill are the
there's
same.
Two,
it's going to get two
there's
more.
There's two more. There's two more. What do you got, Bill?
Hide
your what
decks.
Makes people grow?
Do you think artifact or enchantments are like this?
I don't know. They're pretty popular.
Models. Affinity. Who knows?
What's oh, you know what? People do hate group hug.
Pillow fort or
chaos.
Group hug, yeah. Oh, chaos. Oh, joy. I'd say chaos because it's worse than group hug, right? It is.
Yeah.
Maybe people forgot about it because I wouldn't have thought about it, but I'd say chaos.
Chaos? Show me chaos. Number five answer.
They're just looking at all my decks.
There is one left. Morgan, if you get this correct, you win. If not, the California team gets a chance to steal and win.
I don't like
I need
this
a type
pressure.
Of style of commander deck that makes people groan. There is one answer left on the board.
Okay. Well, Tomer always says that group hug is just chaos for people who try to be nice. So I wonder if group hug's the right answer.
I have heard him say that.
I don't like group hug as well. Yeah, it feels
let's
like
go,
more my...
We'll go
I
with
think
that
you
group
should
hug.
Just not say anything like your original
for the, plan. No. For the win, we have group hug. Show me. No group hug. That is not the answer.
Oh,
no,
my God.
Right. We are back to Richard and Krim.
Oh, boy. Krim, what's
game.
Left in your... What's
Man,
left
in your type or style of commander deck that makes people groan? One answer left.
I do genuinely believe artifact decks and Enchantress. Enchantress specifically because they take... If you think about everybody taking long turns was on the prior category, who takes longer than an Enchantress deck? It's between artifact and Enchantress. Those are the two.
We do,
they draw a million cards.
We do have Spellslinger up there.
Yeah.
So Enchantress is very hard to interact with, and they always pop off. Artifacts are more varied, I think.
Therefore,
okay,
giving
what else
more
do we have? Voltron? No, no one
no
cares.
No one hates Voltron enough.
Aristocrats? No one cares.
Nah.
We already did group hug. We already did chaos. It's got to be Enchantress, right?
I think it's got to be Enchantress or yeah, then if it's not that, it's artifacts. And I think
all right,
the only
son,
reason why I like artifacts is because that's
I raised
a broader...
you to be an independent big boy, okay? This is your shot to go to college. This
oh,
is
your, come on.
All on your hands.
Richard,
I washed my hands.
Just doesn't want the responsibility.
That I'm blinded with you if you're wrong.
But I'm blinded by my bias. I so groan this... at artifacts, though. But I...
What do you think? We're going to need an answer to try to steal this category.
Is this a combo deck? I just need, I guess, clarification-wise, because extra turns?
Ooh!
Hmm? Extra turns would be its own archetype, I think.
It's got to be that, right? It's got to be that, right?
I think so, because that's the most annoying.
But is it, like, what is an extra turns deck, though? Like,
exactly, that's my problem, right? There's no extra... I guess
well,
there's
like Narset and stuff. Yeah,
it's a type and style of commander. Ooh.
Oh my god, I have so many ideas now that I'm not.
Is that enchantress? You pick Richard, or do I? All right,
pick. What are we going with? You?
Okay.
What are we going
with? It's time to spread your wings.
Final answer. Enchantress.
It's
final
wheels.
Answer. All right. Enchantress.
Wheels. Oh, feel like
for
that.
The game. Is it Enchantress? No. Discard.
Discard.
We did it, Phil.
Discard.
And that means
Team Smash takes it down.
There's some poor souls with some Turgrids in their playgroup.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I mean, discard intuitively kind of made sense, but... it isn't the most popular playstyle either, so I'm surprised so many people had to deal with it. But anyway, that's our Family Feud. Team Stash, Team Editors.
We did it, Phil. Yay!
Taking home the victory over the father-son duel. I'm sorry, Krim. It seems like your
school's
life is taking a turn
for
the worst
for
today. No,
why are we
college,
on the show?
College
is, just
is off the board.
Time and come away with nothing.
And thank you. Thank you to everyone who sent in their answers. I believe we have enough answers that we're going to be able to do another round of this at some point in the future, so we appreciate you filling out the survey. And that's our Commander Clash podcast for this week. So hopefully you enjoyed Family Feud 2.0. We'll be back next week to talk some more Commander. Until then, have an amazing week. And this is the crew signing out.